And now, Chapter 7 of the Antya Leela, the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabha Bhatta.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply by the causeless mercy of the devotees engaged in licking honey from his lotus feet, even a fallen soul becomes eternally liberated. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next year, all the devotees of Bengal went to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as previously, the Lord met each and every one of them. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes with his devotees. Then a learned scholar named Vallabha Bhatta went to Jagannath Puri to meet the Lord. When Vallabha Bhatta arrived, he offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Accepting him as a great devotee, the Lord embraced him. With great respect, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seated Vallabha Bhatta near him. Then Vallabha Bhatta very humbly began to speak. He said,
"For a long time I have desired to see you, my Lord. Now Lord Jagannath has fulfilled this desire. Therefore I am seeing you. One who receives your audience is fortunate indeed, for you are the supreme personality of Godhead himself. Since one who remembers you is purified, why should it be astonishing that one becomes purified by seeing you? One can immediately purify his entire house simply by remembering exalted personalities, to say nothing of directly seeing them, touching their lotus feet, washing their feet, or offering them places to sit. The fundamental religious system in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. You have spread the Sankirtan movement of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it is evident that you have been empowered by Lord Krishna, and there is no question about it. You have manifested the holy name of Krishna throughout the entire world. Anyone who sees you is immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Without being especially empowered by Krishna, one cannot manifest ecstatic love of Krishna. For Krishna is the only one who gives ecstatic love. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Krishna himself can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls?"
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Vallabha Bhatta, you are a learned scholar. Kindly listen to me. I am a sannyasi of the Mayavad school. Therefore, I have no chance of knowing what Krishna Bhakti is. Nevertheless, my mind has become purified because I have associated with Advaita Acharya, who is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is unparalleled in his understanding of all the revealed scriptures and the devotional service of Lord Krishna. Therefore, he is called Advaita Acharya. He is such a great personality that by his mercy he can convert even the meat-eaters, the malechas, to the devotional service of Krishna. Who therefore can estimate the power of his Vaishnavism? Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the Avadhut, is also directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is always intoxicated with the madness of ecstatic love. Indeed, he is an ocean of love of Krishna. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya perfectly knows the six philosophical theses. He is therefore the spiritual master of the entire world in the six paths of philosophy. He is the best of devotees. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has shown me the limit of devotional service. Only by his mercy have I understood that devotional service to Krishna is the essence of all mystic yoga. Srila Ramananda Rai is the ultimate knower of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. He has instructed me that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through the mercy of Ramananda Rai, I have understood that ecstatic love of Krishna is the highest goal of life, and that spontaneous love of Krishna is the highest perfection. The servant, friend, superior, and conjugal lover are the shelters of the transcendental mellows called Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Sringara. There are two kinds of emotion, or bhav. Emotion with an understanding of the Lord's full opulence is called Aishvarya, Jnana Yukta, and pure uncontaminated emotion is called Keval. One cannot achieve shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, simply by knowing his opulences. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. The word Atma-Bhuta means personal associates. Through the understanding of opulence, the goddess of fortune could not receive the shelter of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Ras Lila, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a favor even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble those of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women, who are very beautiful according to the material estimation. In pure Krishna consciousness, a friend mounts the shoulder of Krishna, and Mother Yashoda binds the Lord. In pure Krishna consciousness, without knowledge of the Lord's opulences, a devotee considers Krishna his friend or son. Therefore, this devotional attitude is praised even by Shukdev Goswami and Vyasadev, the Supreme Authority. Those who are engaged in self-realization, appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and those engaged in devotional service, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, as well as those who are under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, cannot understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys. When Mother Yashoda saw all the universes within the mouth of Krishna, she was certainly astonished for the time being. Nevertheless, she still considered the Lord her own son, although he is worshipped by great personalities who offer him sacrifices, great saints who understand the greatness of the Lord by studying the Upanishads, great philosophers who analytically study the universe, great yogis who know him as the all-pervading Supersoul, and even devotees who accept the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, O Brahman, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform that made the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, call her mother and suck her breasts? Even if a pure devotee sees the opulence of Krishna, he does not accept it. Therefore, pure consciousness is more exalted than consciousness of the Lord's opulence. Ramananda Rai is extremely aware of transcendental mellows. He is incessantly absorbed in the happiness of ecstatic love of Krishna. It is he who has instructed me all this. It is impossible to describe the influence and knowledge of Ramananda Rai. for only by his mercy have I understood the unalloyed love of the residents of Vrindavan. The transcendental mellow of ecstatic love is personified by Svarup Damodar. By his association, I have understood Vrindavan's transcendental mellow of conjugal love. The unalloyed love of the gopis and Srimati Radharani is without any trace of material lust. The criterion of such transcendental love is that its only purpose is to satisfy Krishna. As the gopis say in the Srimad Bhagavatam, O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our lives rest only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. Obsessed with pure love, without knowledge of opulences, the gopis sometimes chastised Krishna. That is a symptom of pure ecstatic love. Again they say, O dear Krishna, we gopis have neglected the order of our husbands, sons, family, brothers, and friends, and have left their company to come to you. You know everything about our desires. We have come only because we are attracted by the supreme music of your flute. But you are a great cheater, for who else would give up the company of young girls like us in the dead of night? The conjugal love of the gopis is the most exalted devotional service, surpassing all other methods of bhakti. Therefore, Lord Krishna is obliged to say, My dear gopis, I cannot repay you. Indeed, I am always indebted to you. O gopis, I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service, even within a lifetime of Brahma. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. Completely distinct from love of Krishna in opulence, pure love of Krishna is on the highest level. On the surface of the world, there is no devotee greater than Uddhava. Uddhava desires to take on his head the dust of the gopis' lotus feet. I have learned about all these transcendental loving affairs of Lord Krishna from Svarup Damodar. Uddhava said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members who are very difficult to give up, and they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet. Haridas Thakur, the teacher of the holy name, is among the most exalted of all devotees. Every day he chants 300,000 holy names of the Lord. I have learned about the glories of the Lord's holy name from Haridas Thakur, and by his mercy I have understood these glories. Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda, Damodar, Shankara, Vakrishvar, Kashishvar, Mukunda, Vasudev, Murari, and many other devotees have descended in Bengal to preach to everyone the glories of the holy name of Krishna and the value of love for him. I have learned from them the meaning of devotional service to Krishna. Knowing that Vallabha Bhatta's heart was full of pride, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these words, hinting at how one can learn about devotional service. Vallabha Bhatta inwardly thought,
I am a great Vaishnav. Having learned all the conclusions of Vaishnav philosophy, I can understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam and explain it very well.
Such pride had existed for a long time within Vallabha Bhatta's mind, but as he heard the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pride was cut down. When Vallabha Bhatta heard from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the pure Vaishnavism of all these devotees, he immediately desired to see them. Vallabhabhata said,
"Where do all these Vaishnavas live, and how can I see them?"
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Although some of them live in Bengal and some in other states, they have all come here to see the Ratha Yatra festival. At present, they are all living here. Their residences are in various quarters. Here you will get the audience of them all." Thereafter, with great submission and humility, Vallabhabhata invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to dine at his home. The next day, when all the Vaishnavas came to the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord introduced Vallabhabhata to them all. He was surprised to see the brilliance of their faces. Indeed, among them, Vallabhabhata seemed just like a glowworm. Then Vallabhabhata brought in a great quantity of Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad and sumptuously fed Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. All the sannyasi associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Paramananda Puri, sat on one side and thus partook of the prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat in the midst of the devotees. Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda each sat on one side of the Lord. The other devotees sat in front of the Lord and behind him. The devotees from Bengal, whom I am unable to count, all sat down in lines in the courtyard. When Vallabhabhata saw all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was greatly surprised, but in devotion he offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of each and every one of them. Svarup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashishvar, and Shankar, along with Raghava and Damodar Pandit, took charge of distributing the prasad. Vallabhabhata had brought a large quantity of Mahaprasad offered to Lord Jagannath. Thus all the sannyasis sat down to eat with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Accepting the prasad, all the Vaishnavas chanted the holy names Hari, Hari. The rising vibration of the holy name of Hari filled the entire universe. When all the Vaishnavas had finished eating, Vallabhabhata brought a large quantity of garlands, sandalwood pulp, spices, and betel. He worshipped them very respectfully and became extremely happy. On the day of the Kar festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the congregational chanting. As he had done previously, he divided all the devotees into seven groups. Seven devotees, Advaita, Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, Vakrishvar, Srivas Thakur, Raghava Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit, formed seven groups and began dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting Hari Bol, wandered from one group to another. 14 mridangas resounded with the loud congregational chanting, and in each group was a dancer whose dance of ecstatic love inundated the entire world. Seeing all this, Vallabhabhata was completely astonished. He was overwhelmed by transcendental bliss and just lost himself. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the dancing of the others, and as he had done previously, he personally began to dance. Seeing the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the awakening of his ecstatic love, Vallabhabhata concluded,
"Here is Lord Krishna, without a doubt."
Thus Vallabhabhata witnessed the Kar festival. He was simply astonished by the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, after the festival was over, Vallabhabhata went to the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submitted a request at the lotus feet of the Lord. He said,
"I have written some commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Would your lordship kindly hear it?"
The Lord replied, "I do not understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Indeed, I am not a suitable person to hear its meaning. I simply sit and try to chant the holy name of Krishna, and although I chant all day and night, I nevertheless cannot complete the chanting of my prescribed number of rounds.
I have tried to describe elaborately the meaning of Krishna's holy name. Kindly hear the explanation.
I do not accept many different meanings for the holy name of Krishna. I know only that Lord Krishna is Shyamasundara and Yashoda Nandana. That's all I know. The only purport of the holy name of Krishna is that he is dark blue, like a tamal tree, and is the son of Mother Yashoda. This is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures. I conclusively know these two names, Shyamasundara and Yashoda Nandana. I do not understand any other meanings, nor have I even the capacity to understand them. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient. Therefore, he could understand that Vallabhabhata's explanations of Krishna's name and Srimad Bhagavatam were useless. Therefore, he did not care about them. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rigidly declined to hear his explanations, Vallabhabhata went home feeling morose. His faith and devotion to the Lord changed. Thereafter, Vallabhabhata went to the home of Gadadhar Pandit. He kept coming and going, showing affection in various ways, and thus maintained a relationship with him. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take Vallabhabhata very seriously, none of the people in Jagannath Puri would hear any of his explanations. Ashamed, insulted, and unhappy, Vallabhabhata went to Gadadhar Pandit. Approaching him with great humility, Vallabhabhata said,
"I have taken shelter of you, my dear sir. Kindly be merciful to me and save my life. Please hear my explanation of the meaning of Lord Krishna's name. In that way, the mud of the shame that has come upon me will be washed off."
Thus Pandit Goshani fell into a dilemma. He was in such doubt that he could not decide alone what to do. Although Gadadhar Pandit Goshani did not want to hear it, Vallabhabhata began to read his explanation with great force. Because Vallabhabhata was a learned Brahmin, Gadadhar Pandit could not forbid him. Thus he began to think of Lord Krishna.
"My dear Lord Krishna, please protect me in this danger. I have taken shelter of you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in everyone's heart, and he will certainly know my mind. Therefore, I do not fear him. His associates, however, are extremely critical."
Although Gadadhar Pandit Goshani was not in the least at fault, some of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees showed affectionate anger toward him. Every day, Vallabhabhata would come to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to engage in unnecessary arguments with Advaitacharya and other great personalities such as Swarup Damodar. Whatever conclusions Vallabhabhata eagerly presented were refuted by personalities like Advaitacharya. Whenever Vallabhabhata entered the society of devotees headed by Advaitacharya, he was like a duck in a society of white swans. One day Vallabhabhata said to Advaitacharya,
"Every living entity is female and considers Krishna her husband. It is the duty of a chaste wife devoted to her husband not to utter her husband's name, but all of you chant the name of Krishna. How can this be called a religious principle?"
Advaitacharya responded,
"In front of you is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the personification of religious principles. You should ask him, for he will give you the proper answer."
Hearing this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Vallabhabhata, you do not know religious principles. Actually, the first duty of a chaste woman is to carry out the order of her husband. The order of Krishna is to chant his name incessantly. Therefore, one who is chaste and adherent to the husband, Krishna, must chant the Lord's name, for she cannot deny the husband's order. Following this religious principle, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna always chants the holy name. As a result of this, he gets the fruit of ecstatic love for Krishna." Hearing this, Vallabhabhata was speechless. He returned home greatly unhappy and began to consider thus.
Every day I'm defeated in this assembly. If by chance I am one day victorious, that will be a great source of happiness for me, and all my shame will go away. But what means shall I adopt to establish my statements?
The next day, when he came to the assembly of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sat down, after offering obeisances to the Lord, and said something with great pride. He said,
"In my commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, I have refuted the explanations of Sridhar Swami. I cannot accept his explanations. Whatever Sridhar Swami reads, he explains according to these circumstances. Therefore, he is inconsistent in his explanations and cannot be accepted as an authority."
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smilingly replied, "One who does not accept the Swami or husband as an authority, I consider a prostitute." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very grave. All the devotees present derived great satisfaction from hearing this statement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended as an incarnation for the benefit of the entire world. Thus he knew the mind of Vallabhabhata very well. By various hints and refutations, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, corrected Vallabhabhata exactly as Krishna had cut down the false pride of Indra. An ignorant living being does not recognize his actual prophet. Because of ignorance and material pride, he sometimes considers prophet a loss. But when his pride is cut down, he can actually see his true benefit. Returning home that night, Vallabhabhata thought,
"Previously, at Prayag, Lord Chaitanya was very kind to me. He accepted my invitation with his other devotees, and he was kind to me. Why has he now changed so much here at Jagannath Puri? Being very proud of my learning, I am thinking, let me become victorious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, is trying to purify me by nullifying this false pride. For a characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that he acts for everyone's welfare. I am falsely proud, advertising myself as a learned scholar. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insults me just to favor me by cutting down this false pride. He is actually acting for my benefit, although I interpret his actions as insults. This is exactly like the incident in which Lord Krishna cut down Indra, the great puffed-up fool, to correct him."
Thinking in this way, Vallabhabhata approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the next morning, and in great humility, offering many prayers, he sought shelter and surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. Vallabhabhata admitted,
"I am a great fool, and indeed I have acted like a fool by trying to demonstrate to you my learning. My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have shown mercy to me in a way just befitting your position by insulting me to cut down all my false pride. I am an ignorant fool, for I interpret as an insult what is meant for my benefit. Just like King Indra, who out of ignorance tried to surpass Krishna, the Supreme Lord. My dear Lord, you have cured my blindness of my false pride by smearing my eyes with the ointment of your mercy. You have bestowed so much mercy upon me that my ignorance is now gone. My dear Lord, I have committed offenses. Please excuse me. I seek shelter of you. Please be merciful unto me by placing your lotus feet on my head."
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are both a greatly learned scholar and a great devotee. Wherever there are two such attributes, there cannot be a mountain of false pride. You have dared to criticize Sridhar Swami, and you have begun your own commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, not accepting his authority. That is your false pride. Sridhar Swami is the spiritual master of the entire world, because by his mercy we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. I therefore accept him as a spiritual master. Whatever you might write due to false pride, trying to surpass Sridhar Swami, would carry a contrary purport. Therefore, no one would pay attention to it. One who comments on Srimad Bhagavatam, following in the footsteps of Sridhar Swami, will be honored and accepted by everyone. Put forth your explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, following in the footsteps of Sridhar Swami. Giving up your false pride, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Abandoning your offenses, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the holy names of the Lord. Then very soon you will achieve shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Vallabhabhatta Acharya requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
"If you are actually pleased with me, please will you accept my invitation once again?"
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had descended to deliver the entire universe, accepted the invitation of Vallabhabhatta just to give him happiness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always eager to see everyone in the material world happy. Therefore, sometimes he chastises someone just to purify his heart. When Vallabhabhatta invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, the Lord was very pleased with him. Jagadananda Pandit's pure ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very deep. It can be compared to the love of Satyabhama, who always quarreled with Lord Krishna. Jagadananda Pandit was accustomed to provoking loving quarrels with the Lord. There was always some disagreement between them. Gadadhar Pandit's pure ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also very deep. It was like that of Rukmini Devi, who was always especially submissive to Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes desired to see Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate anger, but because of knowledge of the Lord's opulences, his anger was never invoked. For this purpose, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes showed his apparent anger. Hearing of this anger inspired a great fear in the heart of Gadadhar Pandit. Previously, in Krishna Leela, when Lord Krishna wanted to joke with Rukmini Devi, she took his words seriously, and fear awoke within her mind. Vallabhabhatta was accustomed to worshipping the Lord as child Krishna. Therefore, he had been initiated into the Bala Gopal mantra and was thus worshipping the Lord. In the association of Gadadhar Pandit, his mind was converted and he dedicated his mind to worshipping Kishore Gopal, Krishna as a young boy. Vallabhabhatta wanted to be initiated by Gadadhar Pandit, but Gadadhar Pandit refused, saying, "The work of acting as a spiritual master is not possible for me. I am completely dependent. My Lord is Gaurachandra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I cannot do anything independently without his order." "My dear Vallabhabhatta, your coming to me is not appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he sometimes speaks to chastise me." Some days passed, and when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, finally pleased with Vallabhabhatta, accepted his invitation, the Lord sent Swarup Damodar, Jagadananda Pandit, and Govinda to call for Gadadhar Pandit. On the way, Swarup Damodar said to Gadadhar Pandit,
"Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to test you, therefore he neglected you. Why did you not retaliate by reproaching him? Why did you fearfully tolerate his criticism?"
Gadadhar Pandit said,
"Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely independent. He is the topmost omniscient personality. It would not look well for me to talk to him as if his equal. I can tolerate whatever he says, bearing it upon my head. He will automatically be merciful to me after considering my faults and attributes."
After saying this, Gadadhar Pandit went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell down crying at the lotus feet of the Lord. Smiling slightly, the Lord embraced him and spoke sweet words so that others also would hear. He said, "I wanted to agitate you, but you did not become agitated. Indeed, you could not say anything angry. Instead, you tolerated everything. Your mind was not disturbed by my tricks. Rather, you stayed fixed in your simplicity. In this way, you have purchased me." No one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic love of Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, another name for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gadadhar Prananath, the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. No one can say how merciful the Lord is to Gadadhar Pandit, but people know the Lord as Gadaira Gora, the Lord Gauranga of Gadadhar Pandit. No one can understand the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are like the Ganges, for hundreds and thousands of branches flow from even one of his activities. Gadadhar Pandit is celebrated all over the world for his gentle behavior, his brahminical attributes, and his steady love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord purified Vallabhabhata by cleansing him of the mud of false pride. By such activities, the Lord also instructed others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually always merciful within his heart, but he was sometimes externally negligent of his devotees. We should not be preoccupied with his external feature, however, for if we do so, we shall be vanquished. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very deep. Who can understand them? Only one who has firm, deep devotion to his lotus feet. Another day, Gadadhar Pandit invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to dinner. The Lord took prasad at his home with his personal associates. There, Vallabhabhata took permission from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his desire to be initiated by Gadadhar Pandit was thus fulfilled. I have thus explained the Lord's meeting with Vallabhabhata. By hearing of this incident, one can achieve the treasure of love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 7 of the Antya Lila, the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabhabhata.